You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. Monday, October 20th, pro-Palestinian protesters gathered outside of a Montreal mayoral leadership debate on Notre Dame Street West, hoping to get questions about Gaza on the agenda. While inside, candidates debated issues ranging from cycling infrastructure to housing outside. Protesters chanted and delivered speeches. Here is protester Rama Al-Mallah with the Palestinian Youth Movement.
We are here today at yet another mayoral event where the three party leaders are debating without Gaza being on the agenda. We are here today to demand once again that our candidates pledge on the platform.
The activists are calling on the candidates to take inspiration from former Montreal Mayor Jean Doré, who adopted a resolution cutting ties with South Africa during its apartheid regime in the 1980s. 35 years ago, Mayor Doré also established an anti-apartheid committee in Montreal to investigate and cut contracts with businesses that might be doing business with apartheid South Africa. Today, in 2025, pro-Palestinian activists want to see a similar approach taken towards Israel, a country that the International Court of Justice says is responsible for apartheid. Here is activist Raim speaking at another protest earlier this month, discussing why she thinks Gaza is a valid issue at the municipal level.
When we say that we want to put Palestine on the agenda, we're saying that this is not a foreign issue. This is not happening, across the world. Canada and Montreal is involved in this war just as much, and we have a role to, end our complicity.
She says Montreal candidates could also pledge to refuse permits to companies that manufacture weapons, like General Dynamics, whose Montreal plant in Repentigny shipped military equipment to Israel as recently as July.
These are companies that are in our backyard, and we need to cut all permits, all ties with these companies in order to put pressure on Israel to end this genocide.
Craig Sauvay, the mayoral candidate for Transition Montreal, has aligned himself with the demands of these protesters, saying he would commit to ending these permits. Luc Rabouin, the mayoral candidate for the incumbent Projet Montréal, has said he supports a two-way arms embargo and stated in a council meeting earlier this month he would look into what tools the city had at its disposal to influence peace in Gaza.
Prêt à évaluer tous les leviers dont la ville dispose pour contribuer à mettre fin à la situation terrible qui arrive en ce moment en Palestine.
Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, the mayoral candidate for Ensemble Montréal, who is currently favored in the polls, said at a press conference in September she feels candidates' positions on Palestine should not affect their ability to address local issues.
On peut avoir des positions très différentes sur le conflit à Israël, à Gaza. Mais ce qui est important à Montréal, c'est de s'assurer que ces positions-là personnelles ne viennent pas teinter comment on veut gérer la ville.
With files from Jules Bugel, I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative.
tears you out of selfie. Are the eagles, the moon is so free. Time is at end when we're all gonna say, Confederation Day again.
Get in one! Hey, non, qui mange de la merde? Qui mange de la merde? Royalement.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema.
I like this on your face, you're on fire. Literally.
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you.
Prepare for the fright of your life, because this Halloween, Ballroom is taking you sinners to church.
Spooky! Godfather Silver Old Navy and Auntie Mag's Old Navy present the What the Halloween Kiki Ball. It'll be a spooktastic night of tricks, treats, and vogue, Miss Thing. Looking to satiate your ghoulish cravings? Auntie Dee's Kitchen will be serving up their famous patties, refreshments, and, for one night only, a special Halloween platter. And they're not the only ones who will be serving it up, honey, with paranormal performance, fearsome fashion, and creepy creations never before seen. It'll be a night to die for. We've got Moonstar 007 and Mag's Old Navy on MC duty, and Father Cherry KFC on the decks. Join us on Friday, October 31st at 6 p.m. in the St. Edward Church basement at 425 Beaubien East for a Halloween you'll never forget. For more information on tickets and event details, follow the Montreal Kiki Ballroom Alliance on socials at MTL_KBA. CGLO is a proud partner / co-presenter of the What the Halloween Kiki Ball.
What the Halloween? Be spooky or get spooked.
CGLO. Let's turn that up. CGLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. You here? Who's here?
Yes, we're all here.
Jay?
How you doing?
Vince?
Vince, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, there we go.
The Bluetooth to my thing isn't working, obviously.
That's okay.
We're all
here now. So we got Jay, we got Aldo, I'm Chuck, and Vince is Vince.
How you doing, guys?
Pretty fucking good.
Hey, no swearing. SoCan's listening. This is Vince, by the way, this is a SoCan audit week at the radio station. So the more Dope Throne we play, the more Dope Throne gets paid.
All right.
Yeah.
I couldn't make a joke with that, but I won't.
No, because SoCan is listening. Maybe you should. Yeah.
We
just played a Schlaghammer from Broke Sabbath. Wait, let's just start this again. Vince, tell everybody what band you're in.
Yeah, I'm from the Old Throne. Sorry, I was taking a big sip.
Cheers.
And cheers. And yeah, I started on Schlaghammer, and we're here to stay, and we're here to fucking keep spending. And that's what we are.
And that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. That's how it crumbles.
Yeah. We just played Schlaghammer. Yep. What do you have to say about Schlaghammer?
Oh, it's what do I have? I don't answer questions. I'm kidding. because we're from Quebec, and it's harder to get subventions in general, if you don't sing in French and all that stuff, and sometimes we have pressure for people. Oh, why don't you sing a French song? Blah blah blah. Because I fucking want to sing what I want to sing, you know, whatever. And so I'm just like, okay. So Schlaghammer, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do a French song, but I'm gonna take all the memes and all the funny Quebecois things, and I'm gonna like base the lyrics on that, you know, so as make it trashy as possible.
Amazing.
So yeah, that's kind of like that was my idea thing.
Yeah, love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, from the album Broke Sabbath.
Yes, sir.
So is it...
I saw you guys last year touring with that album at the Halloween party, which is happening tomorrow.
Oh, you're still okay? You all right?
I'm still okay. I actually wanted to talk to you about this because the last post on my Instagram, it's you pouring blood inside of my mouth on stage. I don't know if
it
you remember
It wasn't real
that.
Blood, though.
I know it's not. But it's the sickest picture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like literally just fucking catching the blood.
Give me some whiskey. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Welcome to the Canadian club, right?
And I hope tomorrow it happens again.
Oh, we'll see. It might be worse.
We'll
better.
See, yeah.
Depending on how you say it.
I'm ready, bro.
It's not a GWAR show. Yeah. I want it to be realistic, you know?
Yeah.
I want to fucking bring back the real Halloween.
Yes.
Not the, you know,
not this
about, you know, sexy nurses. I mean, it could be about sexy nurses and clowns and all that, as long as they're fucking bleeding and, you know.
Go full Gigi Allen, start throwing poo.
Not the poop part, maybe, but yeah.
What, tell us, tell the audience about the show tomorrow.
Can't wait,
well,
man.
I would say I've been working on it a lot. Now, I'm injured. My elbow's injured, so it's kind of hard for me to do that, all that stuff, but I'm not going to play the victim here. I'm not here for that. So, but I've been working a lot on the DIY decoration that we do, like all the zombie that's like, you know, almost 2 feet high. Like, I build all of this myself, like using recycling materials and stuff.
Yeah, you just posted a photo of a corpse?
Yeah.
Bloody corpse?
No, yeah, I've been trying to get rid of it for
a
while.
Is it like the ones hanging, too?
Yeah.
Garbage bags?
Broke. No, I'm kidding. but for real, this is just basically melted plastic that I use for that. And I melt plastic using a heat gun to remove paint. And then I kind of like just paint it and fuck around with it. And I all the deco is just made DIY, basically. Like, it's all like trying to... We go to places like Resiborg, for example, which is we did a benefit for them a couple of years ago, I think. And it was 2 years. I don't remember. My memory's shit. But it's where you can get like all kinds of materials instead of going to Rona or whatever it is, or Canadian Tire and pay $20 for a little box of fucking screws, you know. So you can get like a bunch of like, you know, like something you need, you know, and like a wire, like a cell phone, whatever. This is the lamp or fucking whatever you fucking need. It's a place that people reuse places, so we really support that kind of mentality. So basically, I've been going there and I'm just using like I use wiring, like old. So I'm French, by the way, so so that's why sometimes you're like, what's that word? Oh yeah, door. You know, like so the wiring and stuff, and you know, and then I'll melt plastic on it so I can like make like nerves and things that look like all gross. And you know, the metal will hold it together, but the plastic will melt with the other plastic and blah, blah, blah. And I'll probably get cancer. And yeah.
Yeah. Won't we all?
Well, now that you say all this,
probably,
maybe
some fans
will steal it tomorrow.
I would bet money that all of us will eventually get cancer.
They're going to be like, oh, this is sick. They're going to take it
probably
home.
Like, it probably has it now. We don't know.
Yeah. It's developing right now. Slowly but surely. What was that, Aldo?
Now that you're saying all this about the decoration tomorrow, for sure people are going to be like, I'm taking this home.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh, there ain't. Nobody taking nothing home.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll make a try.
Yeah.
But,
not on your watch.
No, for real. It's basically like, it's an homage to death. It's an homage to the real Halloween, you know, like.
Right.
That we're doing, you know, because you look at everywhere in Montreal, you don't see any of that. There's some DJs and some ducks, and we just want to bring back the scare.
What do you recommend?
We want to turn the Poofs into a haunted like bar, a haunted house, you know, like. And every year, I make more decorations.
I mean, last year was epic. Last year was crazy,
and you've stepped it up this year. You're saying, Vince.
I'm injured, so I've been like, but I'm still working on it. I've been working on this for like, what, 2 months, something like that, every fucking day. For real. I'm thinking of like, I want to mix like, you know, like, I want it realism and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Are you wearing a different outfit than last year?
What are you wearing?
You don't have to say if you don't want to.
I can't. I there's things I can't disclose. Let's just say things are going to be more disgusting,
but it's going to be sick,
and better, depending on your definition of better. You know, and we're a whole team together, like working together on this. It's just not. It's not just me. You know, when I say do it yourself, like it's. It's
all of us.
It's not DEY. It's not do everything yourself. Of course, right. You got to delegate. Sometimes you got to work.
Let's hit up another Dope Throne song, Aldo.
I think we're gonna pull Vagabong. I love that song,
Vince. We're gonna play some Vagabong.
Yeah. All right. Let's do things that are. Oh, we should say that radio. Yeah.
What do you have to say? You've already said all the swear words today, Vince. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Really? Oh no! I have way more.
Yeah. anything to say about Vagabong?
Just bubble sounds. Do that.
All right. Let's do it. Here's Sick. Vagabong. Dope Throne. CJLO 1690.
Yeah.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. We'll be right back.
Vince, you still there?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, totally here, right?
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So that was Vagabong off of the what album?
Oshalag.
That's right.
Oshalag.
The Schlags.
The Schlags.
Schlag. I used to live Cadillac in Notre Dame. It was like the Mercier Long Point area, but now it's East Schlag.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Sort of gentrification or something.
Oh, over there it's all industrial.
What's the strip club called over there?
The strip club in Schlag?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what? In the back alley? What?
No, I want to know that one.
Yeah,
it's behind the
asking for a friend.
We're just asking for a friend.
It's changed a lot. But I make sure I light up a couple cherry bombs and firecrackers right here and there, and then they look on the Facebook groups and they just see the idiots just go, "Did you hear the gunshots?" And it will fucking cracks me up. You know, if you keep, you know, if people think the neighborhood's dangerous, it keeps the, you know, the property value low, and then
and rent is cheaper. Yeah. That's Vince. This is why you're a folk hero, Vince.
Should be the major of Oshalaya.
Yeah.
The
unofficial
flag of the
flag mayor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So where should we go? Where should we go next, Vince?
I don't know. You're the one asking the questions, man.
No. I want a song recommendation, a Dope Throne song.
I have a question for you, Vince.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Do you guys call the band Dope Throne because of Dark Throne? Are you guys fans?
Yes, it's actually that's a fact. Not a lot of people know that. They think we based off of another band,
Electric Wizard.
You know?
Yeah.
But me and Vic, when we started the band, I mean, I was in high school with Vic, you know, back in the day, back in the 90s and shit. I was born in 1980, so I was fucking 94, I think. And I'm like 90, fucking, anyway, doesn't matter. Back, when pre 9/11, internet, and all that. And I introduced them to stuff and we were listening to, I was just looking for the most extreme shit I could find, you know, to be honest, and gambling with records, because, you know, buying records back then, unless you heard it from on MTV or something, it was kind of you had to judge it by the cover, literally, and you, a gamble, you know, you buy the record that looks cool, and then you're like, oh, fuck it.
That was so much fun.
You know, now you, if you buy an album, you've heard it before.
You heard it before the cover comes out, yeah.
Many
so
times.
That's a big difference, I think, you know.
For sure.
I do that sometimes, especially when I'm unsober. I get off the topic, so I'll get back on it. So the band was started kind of like a joke. We're I saw him in a bar and I was just like, is that you? You know, he's all like, he had his Carhartt jacket and stuff. Not the homeless kind, but just sitting there, at the, fuck, what was it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. I see him, hey, what is this? Vince, he's like, where are you? I'm like, oh, fucking, you don't want to know, and can't get in that on the radio. But anyway, so I was just like, you want to jam? He's like, yeah, play bass. I play this band. And we were a lot into extreme stuff, a lot of death metal, black metal, you know, a lot of stuff that was just pushing. I liked Ministry back then, a lot of Acid Bat and shit, a lot of underground shit. And you want to jam? And I had a jam space, in my house. I still live in the same place in Oshawa for, it's been since before 9/11, I like to use it as a time reference.
Is that where you guys record the albums, at your place?
No, this is where we write the albums, cool. And then we record them. We tried different places. Oshawaga, I think, was recorded, or was it? No, that was in, no, I think, let me see, Trans-Canadian was recorded in a bank.
Trans-Canadian is one of my favorites.
Trans-Canadian Anger was...
Oshawaga was Jean-Baptiste...
Yeah. It's all G-Bay, Jean-Baptiste Jubeau. But yeah, I'm getting off track again. It's probably something in the water of the bong. But what was I going to say? Yeah. So it's it's based off more like Dark Throne, because like we were listening to a lot of black metal back then, and we liked it. We liked really like the DIY edicts too of Fenris and stuff, and that you didn't give a shit. You know, just like doing his thing. And, you know, like we kind of like that attitude of, you know, like, I don't know. We were just like let's call it that, and then I think maybe through algorithm, you know, I don't know. One fun fact, if you want to hear about the Wizards.
Yeah.
We're playing a show with them. I don't remember what it was. Somewhere in Europe, a festival. And I'm taking a massive fucking, like, you know, okay, naked cigar, like, in the fucking bathroom, right, coming out, you know, so, like, and, you know, just, downloading the brownie and shit. Anyway, it's that.
And then
I opened it. It was a small, like Harry Potter size, fucking under the stairs bathroom. You know, like the worst thing.
European bathroom.
Like, so I opened the door after this. War crime, and I come face to face with fucking with Liz from from Electric. Was it?
Yeah.
No, but just like face to face, like literally, like. You know, like two people are about to get in a fight or something, but not. But yeah. She smiled. I smiled, and I'm like, "Oh, I'm like, ooh, good luck, you know." And
talk about first impressions, but,
yeah,
huh?
She's fun. I'm like, "Oh, fuck, you know, she's gonna walk in there." I'm like, "Yeah, I hope that, mm-hmm. you know, maybe." Anyway, so I just said, "I think it's I think it's really cool that the you guys named Named your band after named an album after after a band name, like a joke, you know."
Yeah, yeah.
And she fucking burst out laughing. It was like pretty fucking funny. Like she was getting a sense of humor or something. It was pretty fun. So yeah, sorry for the emphasis on the poop. So yeah.
All right, let's poop. Let's get into another one here.
You wanna what do you wanna play?
Is there any song you want played?
Yeah,
Vince,
you gotta play pick a song.
Your own song?
I think he should write a song about that story.
Yeah, I think the Poop Electric Wizard song. Can't wait for that.
I don't know, something I'd like to put in like a documentary. Something like a song. It's like, because it's really kind of, not mysterious, but kind of like, but be close to the people at the same time.
This next weird song is called.
Jay, don't get Vince going by
No, get me going, man. What you got?
All right, you know what? Let's play Killdozer.
Oh yeah, that's gonna get
any story with Killdozer?
Or Universe that got the censored like off platforms, like from YouTube footage that I used from YouTube in it, which is funny because it got banned on YouTube for using YouTube footage.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
All right, so then let's do it. Let's play Universe. You ready?
I'm always ready. I'm right here.
Let's do it. Universe. CGLS 1690.
People are ruining the world. The world will perish because of people. We are a bacteria on this ball that rolls around the sun. And we suck. We'll be right back.
time you thinking evil, you thinking about the blues. That's right. If you ain't got no money, you got the blues. Cause you thinking evil.
All right.
That was sick.
Yeah, wait, let's do this.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Reality TV!
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
All right.
There we go.
We have to put some ads.
We have to what? Yeah, we got to put the promo in the ad. Yeah. But we did it. We're done. No more promos, no more ads.
No, I understand. This is how you make your yeah, it's how you're fully, okay. Yeah, promoting some, you know, gas station dick pills or something.
That's correct. Hey, did you get the photo we just sent you?
I did not. I'm using my wife's phone. Give me a second. On what would it be? The email?
No.
Messenger? Email?
In a text to Marianne's phone.
Well, from Marianne's phone. She's gonna check in a minute.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. There you go.
That is me, baby.
It was a fun night.
We got to make it happen
again
tomorrow.
Look at the faces of the people in the background of this photo. For everyone listening, I just posted the photo on the Instagram, so you can check it out at Electric Messiah Radio on Instagram. And if you look at all the faces in the background are this guy's in amazement.
I mean, I think, you know, like, there's so much division right now that it's important, like, I think, like, I don't want to get in politics or anything, but, like, what I'm saying here is that I want, we just want to bring people together, really, and I think it's important that we do that.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I want people to show up, you know, kind of like, what's going to happen? There's some sort of mythical, something weird, I heard some things about them, whatever. And then they show up and everyone leaves with a fucking smile. Like, that's what I fucking love about it. Like, you know, like, it's a party and we don't play for people, like, in a way where, like, we're not over them, like, in a way, like that, you know, like, crossing our arms, like, we're a band.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, we're just, like, partying with them, you know,
that's
so
right.
That's important for us.
So,
you know?
What time does the show start tomorrow?
The doors are at 7, I believe. Yeah, at 7.
7. Then who were the opening bands?
Okay, I was going to... Okay, so is going to open. There's a guy from France that they stay here now. They're really fucking heavy sludge. They played the Elfest this year in the kind of Thunderdome cage thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fucking... That is heavy as fuck. Like, it's just fucking like a mammoth drowning into a car or something. Like, it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
And they're going to open the night. And then after that, there's going to be stuff I can't.
Are those the guys called War Crusher or something like that?
Yeah, War Crusher. More than it's going to bring the fucking the speed and the fucking knob to fucking like to hire because they're more like they're like bowl thrower mixed with like slow death metal like and it's crusty as fuck.
Yeah, so for sure getting a letter by SoCan after this episode. Yeah.
I don't know if we should have people sign the thing before they come in. I don't know yet.
No. It'll be we'll figure it out.
And then we're on at like 9:30 or something like that. I don't.
How much is the show?
How much is the show? Oof, I don't do well with numbers.
So
I think it's $20. It's basically the cheapest thing we could charge.
Right.
Like, and there's, we also get the most brutal, and it's specific, like not the best Halloween costume. We have the most brutal, bloody or whatever, like most brutal Halloween costume contest every year.
Yeah, that's insane.
Because we're going to have this every year. This is not, this is this.
I was going to ask you, how long in advance do you need to book Foofs to lock that day down? Especially when it's on a weekend. Is that going to be an ongoing thing, like yearly now?
Let's just say we would support some strength. I don't know. Let's just say Halloween is Ghost Thrones.
Like this call management.
That's it.
So, my wife asked me today, who was I interviewing tonight? And I went on Google and I was like, hey, Google, do you know? I just got to play this for you, bro. I hope you can listen.
Yeah, check this out.
Oh, shit. Wait.
No,
oh,
that
better be fucking hilarious.
I hope it is, but wait.
I got it. You want me to play it?
But why is it not playing?
Okay.
Hey, Google, do you know a band named Dope Throne?
On the website riffopedia.fandom.com, they say, active since 2008, this DIY band is known for their abrasive mix of sludge, stoner and doom with lyrics based in self-destruction, murder, cannabis and sleazy drug abuse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're not promoting it. We're describing it, okay?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Day after.
It was Google describing
it. We're just talking about, we just basically take all the shit in the world and just kind of put in the fucking moonshine like a... They distill it to like a diamond of fucking like horrible.
Yes.
That's what
Diamond of horrible.
Yeah.
Love it.
I just made that up now.
This
is why you're on the show.
This is why you're a poet, Vince.
Exactly.
I mean, a diamond that's done, you know, you can like, you show up to the pawn shop with that, they're going to be like, you kidding me? Like, fuck at it.
It's that type of diamond. All right, so it's 9:53. What should we do next?
I have one last question.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, man.
I forgot his name. I used to sell skateboards for him. Revolution, your last drummer.
Oh, right, no.
No.
Sean.
Yeah.
No, Sean's a legend, like, in the scene. Like,
but he's out of the band? What happened?
Well, he's just got to concentrate on the shop. Like, he's,
yeah.
It's hard of jobs and bands, man. People don't realize that. They see bands touring. They think we're fucking millionaires and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, people lose jobs over tours and shit all the time. They got to find another one, you know. And there's good things about that, too. So you don't get caught up into just climbing the ladder, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you have two choices in life. You realize your dream or you realize someone else's fucking dream, you know.
True.
So Sean's basically being like a pillar in the scene for fucking ever, for 27, 30 years, I think, something like that. And I met him and, I wanted him to be the first drummer first and blah, blah, blah. And then he couldn't. And then when Carl quit, then he became the drummer. And then he quit because he had to tend to his business and it's too much for him to do both.
For sure.
And we what happened at by the way, like, I just want to shout out Sound Central.
Shout out Sound Central.
Check that shit. I don't know where the address is, but I don't have it with me now. But you could find it. It's an online shop for now because there was something that there's a fire and stuff and it's bad. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that. But so we're bringing back fucking Halloween, man, like the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, like the way that, you know, they used to, Halloween is the time. It's from, you know, some, it's all 3,000 years old, I think, tradition from like Ireland or something. And about Shamine or Semine or something and something like that. And it's about like basically the time of the year where people believe that, the dead could communicate with the living. And because of that, people used to dress up in a really scary way all the time. They had to be scary. It wasn't like a, you know, a clown or something or like whatever, you know?
They were priests. That's
what we celebrate in Mexico.
Scare evil away, you know, to scare the demons away and stuff.
Yeah.
And the pumpkins were about like, protection. It was to lure the good ones in there, you know? Anyway, that's where it's from, you know? But it's, you know, they didn't use pumpkin at first. It was like mostly using like turnips and potatoes, because then it became pumpkins, I guess, aesthetic reasons. But
parsnips were too expensive.
Yeah, it's fucking heavy. Man, you bought a fucking pumpkin, walk to your house with it. Fucking price.
Yeah.
Hey. Like shit. That's like it's like a whole bag of like two bags of groceries. God damn, like
One pumpkin, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to your bassist, Mike.
I was going to mention that, actually. You're reading my mind.
I've known Mike for, I think, 10, 15 years.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You want to know Mikey. Where we met?
What?
You want to know how we met?
Yeah, go.
You know how? Okay. you want to hear?
Oh, no. Yeah, I want to hear.
Of course we want.
Yeah. Tell us.
Yeah, yeah. We're at the Depth, the corner of my house, right? The Chang's, and we're like, I'm buying like I don't know too much, and then he's behind me. He's looking at me like I don't know the guy, but you know, like I looked at his shirt. I don't know what he was wearing at the time, and he's like, he's probably into that shit, you know, whatever. He knew who I was.
Yeah,
and he's missing like a dollar or some shit or like 75 cents. I'm like, I'll just put it on my bill, like the whole case. I don't give a shit, whatever. And also, I just bought his beer. He's like, no, you don't have to. I'm like, I know. If I had to, I wouldn't fucking do it. You know, like, you know, like, and then we just kind of walked out of the store. I'm like, what are you up to? He's like, I don't know. I'm fucking drinking beer. I'm like, well, me too. So I'm like, I live over here. We like come to my house. He just came to my house. We hung out.
Yeah.
And that's how we met.
Okay.
Like officially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now he's on Dovthrun.
Yeah, and now he's in. I remember the day he walked into wherever we were, and he goes, "I'm in." I said, "You're in what? Are you in trouble?" He said, no, I'm in Dope Throne. I said, "Isn't
you said you're in?"
Yeah,
no, but for real.
Yeah.
And then we have the lineup too, like with Tony, because when Sean when Sean had his accident at the on tour, he broke a rib. And then we had to do, like, we had two festivals after leaving Budapest. He broke his rib, three ribs, I think. Anyway, too much ribs. One's enough. So what happened is that we're like, oh, shit, festivals is the ones that fart. Just a word of the fart here. So, you know, festivals are the ones that are, you know, you book your tours around festivals, right?
Right.
They pay more. So then, so if you lose festivals, then you're kind of fucked. So we're like, oh, shit, you can't play because it's dangerous. Like, you can't move. Like, you could puncture an organ.
That's right. Yeah.
Die, you know?
Yeah.
Dying, I don't know, unless you're into that shit, it's not cool. You know, so, we're like, fuck. Okay, so Mike came up with the idea. Like, hey, I know a guy, you know, and I'm just like, oh, fucking, well, I never jammed with him. I don't know. Like, you know, it's like, what if I don't like him? You know,
it's
like communication a lot, you know, it's like a vibe. It's like, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? It's like, even if he's really good, I don't like him, his face or something. Oh.
Big up Mikey, huh?
Yeah, he goes, oh, I don't know this guy, Tony, you know, Tony Ross, the T-Bone. This is nickname now. So he suggested that guy, and that was just like at first, oh shit, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to fucking fly a guy